This podcast is made possible in part by the South Carolina Governor's School for Science and Mathematics, a Palmetto State STEM high school for academically talented juniors and seniors, offering advanced courses and hands-on research. Now accepting applications at scgssm.org.
Hello, I'm Amanda McNulty of Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. We know about the crisis of people without homes, but there's also a crisis for cavity nesting birds. Lots of people put up and maintain bluebird nesting boxes, but there are a total of 55 North American birds who must have cavities to raise their young, including the kestrels I admire on my commute. The Columbia Audubon Society is installing boxes for kestrels in several Calhoun County sites, hoping to discover if these migratory birds may stay in our state to nest. They do overwinter at Fort Jackson, but that's a massive area, and whether or not they'll use smaller sites isn't known. At my birding friends Ann Nolte and Hank Stallworth's Land Trust Protected Property, this group has put up boxes and checks to see what's using them. Funded by South Carolina Farm Bureau and Farm Bureau Insurance.